it's the part of the log that's already been, that is already,
the embo,
that's already been burned.
Uh-huh.
And it has a
ashes.
Right. And what's another word would you associate with ashes?
Cold.
What's the opposite of the color black?
White.
Do you ever use this term in relation to fireplaces? White. I don't myself. But did you ever use that, the white?
The white.
No, okay. What would you call the thing you're sitting in right now?
Chair.
Okay, very good. Okay, I want you just to name all the pieces of furniture you see here in the living room. Just look around you and name me one by one.
Chair. Mm-hmm. Sofa. End tables. Drum table.
What is the drum table?
Duncan Five.
Okay.
And Love Seed and Red Velvet. And let me see. And chest of drawers, Nancy. And a whatnot with figurines, and my hobby has been in collecting cups and saucers, and a beautiful hand-painted picture of a mountain scene with the mountain sheep, and three lamps, one a crystal with the
crystal. Okay. Give me the names of some of the pieces of bedroom furniture.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you about my beautiful new
your coffee table?
Coffee table.
And, what wood is this made of?
It's made out of peanut. Not peanut, but from walnut.
Uh-huh. That's real pretty. It's hard too.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Give me some names of pieces of bedroom furniture you have in your bedroom.
A poster bed and
what do you keep your night things in?
Night? Let me tell you about the dresser with the mirror, which is hung from the ceiling. And then I must tell you about this. It's a wedding gift to me and my husband, and we lost our home by fire, and it's a huge dresser, really, and one man and I got it off the front porch when the house was burning, and it's a piece of furniture that I prize very highly. And then I have an antique chest of drawers in this room. And the two bedside tables,
mm-hmm,
for the lamps. And